Where did my mindfulness challenge of the week to slow it down actually originate? On the Parkinson's recovery cruise to Alaska, there was a most delightful woman. She was in her 80s and had very little evidence of her symptoms whatsoever. It was clear by her own report that she had had Parkinson's for 20 or more years. It was also clear that she had been able to manage her life quite beautifully. During a time when the entire group was together, we were all sharing stories about what therapies, what approaches made a difference. Her report was the following. She said that the one thing she learned was most helpful was to plan ahead and to give herself plenty of time to do each and every activity. She gave an example. She said, for example, if my husband and I have decided that we're going to have a dinner party, I don't wait until the last minute to begin preparing for the party. I begin preparing the day before. The day of the party, I start quite early in preparing everything that needs to be prepared with regard to the food, preparing the house, so that I can mindfully attend to each and every task that needs to be completed before my guests arrive. Before I had the symptoms of Parkinson's, she reported, I would have waited until just a few hours before and rushed to get everything ready. Now, because that creates so much stress and it aggravates my symptoms so desperately, I've learned a different way of living and being. I mindfully attend to each and every task. I'm centered, I'm clear, and I'm able to focus on the task of the moment rather than worrying about whether everything will actually be done and finished and ready for my guests to arrive. She reported that's how she approached all of the tasks in her life, slowly and mindfully. And most important of all, she gave herself plenty of time to finish each and every task. If our day is packed with commitments, the difficulty, as it turns out, is that with each activity, we are always looking at the clock. We are always thinking, I must complete this task quickly because the next task starts in 15 minutes. Or we think, I promised my friend that I would be at the coffee shop at 10 o'clock. I must complete this task first before I actually see her because I promised her that I would bring this to her, etc., etc., etc. In other words, we are always focused on the future. We are always anticipating that we must complete what we are doing now in order to be able to be on time or to have enough time to do what we have decided we must complete in the day. So we're rushing from one task to the next without being mindfully attentive to doing what it is that confronts us in the present. Slow it down, plan, reduce the number of tasks that you have allocated to yourself to complete, and marvel at the reduction in stress that your body will experience. I can assure you that your body will thank you profusely. And I can also predict that symptoms will dissolve like a dirty snowball in the summertime. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a delightful time as you slowly execute each and every task that you assign yourself this week. Good day.